but it's cool.
Yeah. I heard you say once that it's been a raining today. You say it's been a. It's you have that A before it.
It's been raining.
Yeah.
She said the sun was shining back there.
You say, but what I'm interested in is saying it's been a raining. Or it's
a
been,
rainy day.
Yeah. Or
it
like
has
you said,
misting.
Yeah. Or you said a minute ago, you didn't say we were planning to go. You said we were a planning to go. What's the.
A planning.
Yeah. What's the. What does that mean? I mean, does it.
It just means that we've already been talking about it, a planning. I shouldn't have said a. I just said we. I
yeah.
should have said we were planning to go.
Does it change the meaning for you at all, or does it sound more comfortable to say that? Or?
No, I believe it, that would that you would say just planning. I don't know why I said a planning.
Which did you say when you were growing up?
Just planning. We were planning to go on a trip, or you know. I wouldn't say, I don't know what made me say a plan. I might have meant to say something else, and then I caught myself and said planning, you know.
No, you know what I mean, don't you? You said we were a plan, it's sort of a sound. We were planning.
We were, or we are. We are planning.
Okay. And this is a disease, now talking about diseases, this is a disease that makes your skin turn yellow.
That's yellow jaundice.
Okay. And when you have your appendix taken out, you say you have an attack of?
Appendicitis.
Okay. And if you ate something that didn't agree with you, you might have to, what do you call that? It won't stay down.
Oh.
You have to.
Vomit.
Okay. What are the words for that?
What did you say? Throw up, I guess.
Okay.
So many people talk that way, you know.
Is that not a nice way to talk? Or?
Well, a vomiting, I think, would be much better than throwing up.
What about really crude ways of saying that? Really crude ways of saying vomit.
Puke.
Okay. And you say, if a person vomited, he was sick?
Had his stomach.
Okay. And you say, if you invite someone to come and see you this evening and you want to tell them that you'll be disappointed if they don't come, you say, now if you don't come,
I'll be disappointed, or...
Okay. And if you're both going to be glad to see me, you'd say, we... What?
We're glad to see you. We are.
But what about we in the future? We, when you say we will be or we shall be?
We'll be glad to see you in the future.
Would you say, would you use the word proud?
Prows?
What? Proud. Like you say,
proud.
We'll be proud to see
you. We'd be proud to see you, or we would be proud for you to come back.
Okay. You say she'd hardly got the news when she came right over
to see us.
Okay. You say, if you do that again, I'm going to have to
punish you.
Okay. Would you say I'm going to have to go and spank you or take and spank you or what?
I'll have to whip you or spank you.
Okay. And if a boy is very interested in a girl and spends a lot of time going over to her house and so forth, you'd say that he's what?
He likes the girl, or